This is Lisa with the concert billboard for Sunday, November 14th. Tonight, Zodiac Mind Warp and the Love Reaction with Thruster at Webster Hall. The Lords are at the Timepiece Cafe. Pig Earth is at Fast Eddie's. Willie Steele and the Terraplane Blues Band is at Mother McGee's. The Tubes and For Love Not Lisa are at the Limelight. Nirvana, the Breeders, and Half Japanese are at New York Coliseum. The Frank O'Brien Trio is at Sunny's Place. Life of Agony, Seersucker, Confusion, and All Out War are Wetlands. Parker Hill, Icon Gypsy, and Love Huskies are at the Bitter End. Steel Breeze is at the Rock and Roll Cafe. Gumbo Combo is at Mondo Perso. The Flying Neutrinos are at the Rodeo Bar. Sponge is at McGovern's. Opposition, Shift, Die 116, and Avail are at CBGB's at 3 p.m. And at 8 p.m., Puppyhead, Stump, 10 Real Time, and Sisters Grimm are at CBGB's. Songs of Seven, The Velt, and Rhythm Republic are at the Lion's Den. And Mall Girls, Shrieking Violets, and Cloud William is at Continental. Tomorrow night, November 15th, the program is at the Paris Cafe. Unrest and Stereo Lab are at Maxwell's. Mark Berger and the Head Cleaners are at the Bitter End. Four Sticks and Voodoo are at the Rock and Roll Cafe. The Chromatic Persuaders are at the Knitting Factory. The Blues Jumpers are at the Rodeo Bar. Mohegan and the Paul Collins Band are at Wetlands. And Iron Prostate, Ken Travolta, and New Republic are at Continental. On Tuesday, November 16th, the Boo Radleys, Drop 19s, and Big Mouth will be at Limelight. Graham Parker will be at Irving Plaza. Hank and the Hoofers are at the Timepiece Cafe. Kinky Friedman and Shinga Chavin's Country Porn are at the Lone Star Roadhouse. The Papa Chubby Blues Band is at Mondo Perso. Cause and Effect will be at Birdland. Cheekly and Angel 777 is at the Bank, and Ringworm, Brother Mustard, and Deep Jimmy will be at Continental. On Wednesday, November 17th, Kim Wilson and Cruel 13 will be at Irving Plaza. Screaming Headless Torsos, Glove and Special Sauce, and The Source will be at Wetlands. Inner Circle and Rise Robots Rise will be at Tramps. Kansas is at the Grand. Johnny Youth and Verdict will be at the Rock and Roll Cafe. And Pillbox, Sweet Little Roxanna, and Mole Men will be at Continental. On Thursday, November 18th, Los Lobos will be at Irving Plaza. Eric Anderson will be at the Brokerage. Mark Chestnut and Kelly Willis will be at Tramps. Archers of Loaf and Melting Hopefuls will be at Maxwell's. And Simon and the Bar Sinisters and Serene Dominic will be at Continental. For more information, call WUSB at 516-632-6901 or contact the venue. Concert billboard can be heard weekdays at 3 and 9 a.m., 4:30 and 10 p.m., and on weekends at noon and midnight. You're listening to 90.1 WUSB Stony Brook.
Brain Damage with Eric Orley.
For a little bit of trouble with the theme there. It happens. It's one of those things that is simply, as we know, God's will. Things happen. Sometimes things don't quite happen the way that we expect them to happen. But as is written in John chapter 10, to him the doorkeeper opens and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. You, my friends, are the sheep. I am the doorkeeper, and I am leading you out. Open your doors. Walk outside. You may want to put on a jacket. And watch out for cars and walk outside and see what we are telling you. Because it is so written. Written as in the book of Hebrews chapter 8. Who served the copy and shadow of the heavenly things as Moses was divinely instructed when he was about to make the tabernacle. For he said, see that you make all things according to the pattern shown you on the mountain. You may say Long Island has no mountains, but we have Bald Hill, and that's where our transmitter will be. Follow the patterns that we establish, and all shall be well. Ignore us, and you shall be smited. Smitten? Smoted? Something like that, but it's not good. We want to thank the many people that have listened over the past few weeks. Every week, we grow stronger and stronger and stronger. I wish I could say the same for the CD player. Well, we get stronger. Our ideas, our thoughts, our feelings, our audience, our listeners. And, of course, our friends at the Christian Radio Adventure Pact, who are responsible for all this. It was only several weeks ago that we were informed that the program had to change to a Christian format. And now, look where we are today. We wouldn't turn back if you paid us. Because that's where we are. That's how we feel. And we know without exception every one of you listening feels the same way. It's reflected. Well, it's reflected by the demographics. It's reflected by the Arbitrons. But more importantly, by the phone calls, by the letters, by that telegram last week, by the newspaper reports, by the spontaneous demonstrations that occur outside the studios here at Stony Brook. And again, we want to say thanks. But I'm only a mere mortal. I can't say it nearly as well as those others. For instance, the first epistle of Peter, chapter 1. In this you greatly rejoice, though now, for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials. We know what those trials are. They're all those other radio shows on this radio station that bring you the evil, satanic, demonic music and ideas and thoughts. And contained within are those suggestive comments that tell you to do those things that are evil and will land you in a wild, hot water later. Spend 2 hours with us, and we will do what we can to prevent that from happening. And soon the day will come where programs like this will expand throughout the hours. And it won't just be 2 hours a week, it will be 200 hours a week. There aren't 200 hours in a week? How many hours are in a week?
A little bit less.
All right, so we won't be able to do quite 200 hours then. But we'll do as many as we can. All right. We can't change... Well, no, we can change the calendar. We've done that. But we'll just bring as many hours as we can. Fair enough, right? All right, we have some letters from listeners that we want to read. And we're going to read them. Because... part of our responsibilities here. Christian Brain Damage on the air every Saturday night. Last week, of course, we had Pastor Fletcher Brothers on talking to us. Actually, is it Brother Fletcher? I'm not sure. I keep forgetting his name. I'm sorry. But he brought some very good words to us as to why certain forms of music will send you straight to hell. Very, very quickly, the shortcut to hell. And it's not so much the words, not so much the style of music, it's just the insidious beat that makes you do things that you would never do otherwise. And we'll be hearing more from him, of course, but first we want to play you examples of the kind of music that we feel you can enjoy without fear of being sent to that evil place. And you'll note that we don't have that evil beat anywhere. That's what we try and avoid here. So you can listen to this without fear and try and gain as much as you can from the messages being sent. And we'll be right back to read some of your messages here on Christian Brain Damage on WUSB. Thank you. Really nice Christian music there. And from, who are those gentlemen? That's a Christian band named Simon and Garfunkel. And all this comes from the 1960s, doesn't it? This is, they were ahead of their time as far as carrying the message. Piece entitled Mrs. Robinson. I'm not quite sure who she was, but obviously fine up and standing person. And we just got a tape, too, also in the mail. Someone just handed this to me. And this is a perfect example. Perfect example of the fact that just because you're religious does not mean that you have to lose your zest for life, your appeal for living, for having fun. You can compose music. You can make pieces that are better than anything the Satanic Beatles ever did, or any of their other brethren, as it were. And you can live in the annals of history, because that's what it's all about. Now, let this go as inspiration to those of you that are sitting around saying, I want to be a rock and roll musician. I want to be a rock and roll musician, but I also want to be a Christian. How can I possibly create music with the evil beat if I don't want to burn in hell? Well, you can't. The fact of the matter is, you cannot do this. You can't create music like that and expect not to burn in hell. God is very clear about this. He said it over and over and over again. God does not like repeating himself. This is a good example of what you can do with your talents. Create music that God likes.
guys from being poor. The problem is that the answer is.
That serve as inspiration that it's possible to create really fine music that will last for hundreds of years and still not violate the teachings. And my hat's off to the person that that wrote that. I guess I can read their name on the air. Commodore 64 is the name of our listener that sent that in. Thank you very much. Not sure if it's Commodore or 64, which is whichever name you choose to use on that, but that's very inspirational, and I hope to hear more material from you in the future. Thank you. It's 12 minutes after 29. No, I'm sorry. It's 29 minutes after. No, it's 30 minutes after 12 o'clock. The clock is playing tricks on me, but that's okay because, well, we're all friends here. As it says in the Book of Proverbs, chapter 8, all the words of my mouth are with righteousness. Nothing crooked or perverse is in them. And how could it be otherwise? Nothing crooked or perverse could be in our words, because our words speak for ourselves, and that's the way it is. And Spiney is here after yet another psychedelic show, and
soon to be Reverend Spiney.
Well, I hope so. I hope you start learning, because you have many evil beats in your program still.
I'm trying to delete them. I'm down. To, well, I think, 12 per hour, which is very good.
We had the seminar this past week, and we had you over, and we were talking to you about that.
I'm sorry I ran out early.
Yes, we were too. I think that we got some of the message across to you. I think we also impressed upon you that with your point level where it is now, you would do well to consider changing your ways. I believe you're up to 117, or is it 120?
Oh, not beats. You're talking about the point scale?
The sin points. Yeah. You are pretty high for your age, and you do well to reconsider some of the things that you do. Not to stand in judgment of you, because I'm not fit to do that.
But, because then you would get points.
Well, yes, I would, but mostly because it is not my position to do that. I am simply here to guide you in the right way, and I think we've managed to steer you a little bit. You're like a bus that's trying to turn onto a one-way street in Manhattan. And you're not quite sure if you're going to sideswipe the cab yet.
I'm like the lost sheep, and you are that little doggy that nips at the sheep's legs and tells them which way to go.
Well, yes, I suppose that's one way you could look at it. And, of course, the person who owns the dog is God, I guess.
There you go.
Yeah, and that's one way of looking at it, and I suppose I'll be happy to look at it that way. After all, it's so said in Luke chapter 4. Being tempted for 40 days by the devil, and in those days he ate nothing. And afterward, when they had ended, he was hungry.
He ate the sheep.
Well, no, it was because he ate nothing that he was hungry. So that's what scholars have been studying Luke to find out. And it was because he hadn't eaten that he was hungry. That's the answer, you see. If you do not eat, you are hungry. And there's a lot that you can say about this.
I think you have.
I certainly could go on for a lot longer about it. I mean, one final quotation here before we go into the letters, and I think these quotations are doing us a lot of good. Romans chapter 4, and the father of circumcision to those who not only are of the circumcision, but who also walk in the steps of the faith which our father Abraham had while still uncircumcised. I don't think I need to interpret that. I think that's obvious. No, I think that is so obvious to people that there's absolutely nothing else I can say in that particular light. Listener mail is a very important part of a program like this, because we need to know how people feel. We need to know about their particular thoughts, feelings, comments, even criticisms. We accept criticisms here. And, of course, you can write to us, too, at Christian Brain Damage Care of WUSB, which is located at the State University of New York at Stony Brook, Stony Brook, New York, 11794. Hand me those letters, please.
Here you go.
Okay, we have a fair stack here. I'll try to get through as many of these as possible. And
might I say you need a bigger mailbox, or you could use mine.
Well, actually, yeah, we have taken over a couple of other mailboxes, but we do need
got
to.
Mine.
Yeah, we do need to get a few more. Okay, these letters are just—they just came in today. We don't usually get the mail on Saturday, but the mail has been of such
some volume. Of those are leftover from last week that we didn't get.
No, those are still in the mailbox. These all came in today.
Oh, really?
Yeah, these all came in.
Skipping ahead to today, are you?
Well, I thought it would be good to get the most current mail, the mail that people have most recently written. That way, we kind of have our finger on the pulse, as it were. Let's take a listen to this one person says here. Okay, this comes from Corum. To Christian Brain Damage. At last, there is a program that espouses true Christian belief. I must confess, I was taken in by many of Satan's instruments that air on WUSB, from jazz to hardcore, but you have changed my life. No more evil beats for me. I am now a full-time devotee of church organs and Tammy Faye. From the bottom of my soul, I thank you. And it's signed Placid Soul of Corum, and we thank you. We thank you for knowing what to give up and knowing what to take up. And certainly church organs and Tammy Faye are two very worthwhile things that could go in anyone's life 24 hours a day. In fact, I keep it on. I have a CD at home, and I just keep it going on repeat.
The CD repeat, right?
It repeats, yes. Well, it alternates between the organ music and Tammy Faye. So this is a letter from on campus, actually.
I have a tape of Chance I can lend you.
Well, Chance can have things hidden in them. They have to be cleared first.
No, these are Latin.
Well, no, remember, God only listens in English. That's very important.
But what was Latin used for?
To create English.
There you
that
go.
Was the reason, yes. But
so
now,
Latin can't be used at all?
Well, it's past the point of usefulness. That's why it no longer is spoken. So please, if you're going to give me Chance in English. I'm sure it's capable. They're capable of chanting in English. And that way, we know what they're saying. Mm. And that way, God can listen too.
Okay.
All right, here's a letter from on campus. Excuse me. Okay, to the programmers of Christian Brain Damage. As an administrator in the Department of Student Affairs at the State University of New York at Stony Brook, in parentheses, please don't read this part on the air. I'm sorry. Well, let me ask for forgiveness on that. We, as you heard, we just opened this letter, so we had no way of seeing that particular thing in parentheses before we actually read it. We'll just continue as if we hadn't said that. I sometimes find it difficult to listen to WUSB because of all the crazy people who are employed there. They rarely say things I agree with and play music that I don't understand. I realize that Christianity teaches us a certain level of tolerance, but I also believe that as Christians, we must know where to draw the line. Your program is an effective tool in drawing this line, and I hope the many sinners of Sunni take notice and heed the warning. Again, thank you for brightening an otherwise dismal job. I have taken the liberty of removing all parking fines from your record. Please don't let this get out either. Oh, dear. I'm afraid I haven't done a very good job with that letter. I tell you, I'm not going to read the name because that's probably, I'm sure he wouldn't want me to do that. It doesn't say that I can't read the name, but I'm sure after having committed those two small errors there, it's probably best if I don't. But thank you very much. Thank you for the thoughts, for the kind words. And I'm sure there are many people here on campus that feel the same way, that feel trapped by the demonic sounds that come out of this radio station almost all the time. It's scary sometimes. You turn on the music and you hear this, a banjo playing, for instance, and you know it's playing satanic sounds and calling to the devil to do all kinds of horrible things. And then you hear jazz and even some of the classical music. It's very, very scary. Oh, I heard polka music the other day. That really was something.
Oof.
Yeah, you have to be careful. You have to be very careful. Okay. Here's a letter from out in Ridge. Signal gets out there. Not very many people that live in Ridge, but they're good people. Dear folks, I have a question on the point system for sinners. Is there any kind of a package deal on sin? What I mean is, if I rob somebody at gunpoint, I understand that's 1.5 points, whereas if I kill somebody intentionally in my car, that's 2 points. So if I were to rob somebody and then run them over, I'd be looking at 3.5 points. What happens if I run them over first and then take the money from the body? Since stealing without a gun is 1 point less, and since you don't need a gun to steal from the dead, would this be a good way to keep points from adding up? Anxiously awaiting your reply, 75 points and holding. Well, first of all, depending on your age, 75 points is a fairly good figure to hold at, because, as you know, the limit is 256 for a lifetime. You've actually figured out a way to save a point and commit the two sins that you require. But you have to be very careful with this, because there are certain things with first and second offenses that that have to be watched out for. For instance, as we talked about various moral sins, it's a certain amount of points for the first instance of a moral sin, and sometimes it gets increased by 50% after that. And so if you commit the same moral sin 3 or 4 times, you find yourself paying a lot more in points. Now, as far as killing somebody intentionally, that's always 2 points. And the reason for that is because of all the other things that go into adding up the points, not paying your parking tickets, not returning library books, saying the name of the Lord in vain, things like that. So if there were, say, 20 points for that one sin, you'd be out of the picture very quickly. And God doesn't like to eliminate too many people too quickly. It's kind of like the NHL, where almost every team makes the playoffs, but they have to do something to get there. You know, it's very complicated, very hard to coordinate. But yes, you do seem to have an understanding of how it works. And I believe that if you're careful and think before you do everything, as obviously you are doing, you should be able to make it into heaven without having to go over the minimum and pay the ultimate price. All right. Our listeners are certainly in tune to Christianity, I'll say that. Here's a letter from Selden. What's this handwritten? Let's try to read this. Looks angry. It is angry. Okay. Dear people, I am offended by the tone of your program. Where do you come off telling people they will burn in hell upon accumulation of 256 sin points? How can you say that losing one's virginity is more of a sin, 7.5 points, than intentionally killing someone, 2 points? I fear that you and the programming council at WUSB have taken leave of your senses. I have already filed the paperwork necessary to challenge this affront to society and threat to our children's already warped sense of values. I am prepared to take this to the Supreme Court if necessary. I wish you good day. Seeing red in Selden. Well, obviously, some people are able to accept the teachings, and some people have problems accepting the teachings. You have an entire lifetime to work this out with yourself, to come to peace, to come to terms with the way things are. The fact of the matter is that losing one's virginity is a more, serious offense because of the magnitude of something like that. And, of course, second and third offenses in that particular regard mount up significantly. The killing, as we said, there are reasons why that is only at 2 points. It's not for me to question the reasons why. However, the system has worked. The system will continue to work, and That's quite simply the way it is. I'm sorry that some people don't like that, but there is no other game in town. Play by the rules, or you don't play at all. That is.
You should give out the address again.
I should. You think more people want to write now?
Yeah.
Okay. it's Christian Brain Damage, care of WUSB, State University of New York at Stony Brook. Stony Brook, New York, 11794. Here's a letter from Smithtown. Dear radio people, I have a simple question. I have lived a long life. I am 75. I've been a devoted husband, father, and friend to many. Since 1945, I have donated 40% of my earnings to charity, and I have worked for the last 10 years as a volunteer in a local hospital. I cannot recall ever having said anything to hurt anyone and have never committed any of the sins you have mentioned. My only concern is that I am not of the Christian faith. Is there anything I can do to rectify the situation before it's too late? Concerned in Smithtown. Well, the the simple answer to that is no. No, there isn't anything you can do about it. I mean, you're 75 years old. As we've explained in the program before, if you are 20 years old and you have you're an agnostic or of any other faith other than English-speaking Christian, there is a 150-point deductible. I believe it's 150 points. Is that correct? Or was it 250? No, 150. 250 would be too close to 256. For every 10 years thereafter, I believe it's 50 points. So to be 75 and to not have been a Christian all that time, you'd be well above the limit. And there's really, as you know, the points do not go back. So, no, you're clinched. You've clinched a place down under. And I suggest you make
Australia.
Not Australia. Make the preparations necessary. You don't have to pack very heavy. That's certainly certainly true. But that's the way it goes. And it's let that serve as a warning to the young people out there. If you make the wrong decisions now, you will pay for them in full later. It's kind of like taking out a loan at a very high interest rate. You will pay. Might get some fingers broken along the way, but you will pay. Here's a letter from, looks like an employee at a bank. We get people who listen from all different walks of life.
Big manila envelope.
Actually, it's a little manila envelope, but...
probably stolen from the bank.
Yeah. Well, no, I don't want people to think that people are using company equipment to do things, but we got the letter from administrator here in Stony Brook and got another... other mail from other large corporations. It's from the Bank of Suffolk, actually. This person's from the Bank of Suffolk. Dear sir, enclosed, please find check number 4,427 in the amount of $4,725, which you deposited on November 3rd, 1993. This check payable to you from the Christian Radio Adventure Pact is drawn from a bank which is not recognized by the United States Treasury. We should... also point out that this bank, the Bank of the Almighty, is not registered with the FDIC. It seems likely that you have been the victim of some sort of fraud. We advise that you not be so gullible in the future so as to avoid being made a fool out of. Thank you for your attention. Daisy Heinlich, Bank of Suffolk. I don't believe there's any kind of a question or... I'm sorry?
Nothing. I don't think you should have read that over the air.
Well, I'm kind of surprised here by this, because that was a check that that I thought was there wasn't going to be a problem with. This is worrisome. The language here. It looks like they're pretty serious about what they say here. Bank of the Almighty is not recognized by the FDIC or the U.S. Treasury, and this check is I don't quite know what to do with this check. I'm sure we can figure this out pretty easily. Okay, I've got a phone number. Phone number for Christian Radio Adventure Pack, and I guess we should call them. Yeah. Yeah. I guess there's really nothing else we can do but work this out. You see, the people, I don't want to give the wrong impression here that we don't have faith in everybody. They're very open and honest. They're very friendly people. They shake their hands, your hands, very warmly and tightly and for long periods of time.
Give them a call.
Well, I mean, there won't be a problem doing that because...
800 them?
Yeah. Yeah.
And they love calls.
This is the number that we've been giving out to our listeners. And we'll be able to talk to them and find out. I'm sure somebody there can help us.
The 800 number you have dialed has been disconnected. No further information is available about this number.
Oh, dear.
Did you dial that right?
Well, I must not have. I dialed the 800 heathen number. I might have misspelled it. It's H-E-A-T-H. T-H-E-N?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
You probably put I-N.
Yeah, I probably did something stupid like that. My spelling was not my master.
Forte.
Oh.
The 800 number you have dialed has been disconnected. No further information is available about this number.
Oh, no. This is a problem. All right, let me get the operator. I'm sure there's a reason why this is happening. And the operator will certainly be able to get through to us. I mean, get through to them. And while this is a test, I have not lost faith in any form for anybody.
New York telephone.
Ah. Okay, here we go.
Dave, may I help you?
Yes, hi. I'm having some difficulty getting through to an 800 number. I'm trying to reach the heathen hotline.
I'll try to dial it. What is it?
Okay, it's 800. It spells the word heathen, H-E-A-T-H-E-N. So I guess that's 432-8436. Now, I don't...
What is it? This is the heathen hotline?
Yes, it is. And I've talked to them before many times.
Yeah, let me try it.
Thank you. So I'm getting this.
800 number you have dialed has been disconnected. No further information is available about this number.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard that, and I find it incredible to believe because I've only just talked to them a couple of days ago.
I don't know. What is it? Is it a religious organization?
Yes, it's a Christian Radio Adventure Pact runs this, and we're trying to reach them. It's kind of important, and I'm not quite sure why. Is this perhaps a telephone company problem or something?
Well, I wouldn't know who put that recording on there. Call 800-555-1212. Well, you're on a call phone. Let me connect you.
Okay, thank you very much.
You see if they have a number for whatever group that is.
Yeah, okay, we'll try that then. Thank you so much.
Sometimes they set up these numbers just for special, you know,
yeah.
They set it up for a run for special promotion, and then they drop it, or it's only set up for...
Or it gets changed to something, and they forget to. Yes, hi, is this directory assistance for 800?
Yes, it is.
Hi, I'm looking for a particular number. It apparently got changed. It'll be listed as either the Heathen Hotline or the Christian Radio Adventure Pact.
I'm sorry, what was the first request?
The first request was the Heathen Hotline, H-E-A-T-H-E-N. Or if that's not listed, it should be under the Christian Radio Adventure Pact.
Nothing under Heathen Hotline. One moment.
Oh, dear.
Nothing under the second request either, sir.
Are you absolutely certain about that?
Pardon?
Are you absolutely certain? Because this is a group that I'm, you know, I'm a member of. And
yeah, see, they can have an 800 number, but they're not required to list it in our directory.
I see. And you're not able to tell if it's unlisted.
Well, sir, it's up to the company whether they list it or not.
Right.
What I can tell you is whether it's in my directory or not.
Uh-huh.
And I have nothing in there.
I see. And are you able to tell if there was a number there in the past?
I don't know, sir.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Because, you know, the companies withdraw their listings all the time.
Uh-huh. So it's possible they withdrew the listing.
It could be possible they withdrew it, or it could be possible it was never in our directory.
I see. Okay. Well, thank you very much for your help, then.
Uh-huh.
Okay, good night.
Good
night. I'm beginning not to get a good feeling about this. They withdrew their listing, and doesn't seem to be any record of them. Gosh, you know, I hate to do this, but I don't think there's any choice. I think we have to give Dave a call.
You're going to call Dave?
I have to. I don't really have a choice here now, do I?
You know what time it is?
Yeah, but you know what's happened here? We've gotten the check back. I mean, that money is kind of spent. At least I've been spending a good deal of it. Dave hasn't been spending all that much of it. It's,
oh.
He never likes it when I call him at home, but it's got to be done.
Especially not at one
program
of the
director. Well, yeah, I know, but it happens to be when the program is on. I can't really change that. Let's all join hands and keep the faith here. What the?
Did you get an answer machine?
I hear a dial tone. Hello? Is anyone there?
Hello?
Hello?
What?
Dave, is that you?
What?
Hello, Dave. Are you there? Can you hear
me?
Hello? Hello? Dave, this is Eric at the radio station. Can you hear me? Is this you?
Hello?
Dave? Is this Dave? Dave, are you there? Dave? Dave?
Hello?
Can you hear me, Dave?
This is Dave.
Dave, hi, how are you? This is Eric. I'm over here at the radio station. We're on the air right now.
Dave? I'm not listening to the radio.
Yeah, I know. You usually don't. But the thing is, we have a problem here, and we need to solve this very quickly. And I think you're the only person that can really solve this. There was a problem with the check.
Invitation?
Sorry?
Didn't you get my invitation?
Invitation to what?
It must have been my secretary's mistake.
What invitation to what?
The celebration.
Are you having a party right now?
Well,
sounds like he's having a party over there.
I
wouldn't be able to make it anyway because I'm teaching on the air right now. But the problem it goes beyond that because we just got a letter. Unfortunately, we read it on the air. I guess we shouldn't have done that. But what's done is done. Apparently, there's a problem with the Christian Radio Adventure Pack people. They're
great.
Yeah, they are. But God bless them. Apparently, there's a problem with the check. We got a letter from the bank saying that they've never heard of the Bank of the Almighty, and that the check has come back, and that we shouldn't redeposit it. Dave?
Well, I don't know. Does that really affect the down payment I made on that Maserati?
I don't know exactly what. I mean, did you get the mail today? Did you look in your box today? Here at the radio station, because that's where I found my letter. It was in the box.
I usually, send someone over there, like, once a month or something.
Uh-huh. Well, I think perhaps you have a similar letter in your mailbox, since your check came from the same people. We could have a problem here. I'm not quite sure. I mean, what should I do?
I didn't receive any letter like that. I'm really not sure what you're talking about. I mean, my car's working fine.
Well,
was
yeah.
A problem with car?
The car would be working fine, but, I mean, the thing is, I don't know if the money really exists. That's the problem. We call the 800 number. It's not, it doesn't, that heathen hotline doesn't seem to work anymore. It's not connecting. Dave, can you hear me?
Do you have your show on Saturday nights now?
Yes, we're on now. Yes. It's on Saturday nights. This is Saturday night.
I told you, we can't talk about this on the air, ever.
Well, Dave, Dave, I command you to hang up. Don't hang up. Pick up the phone, Dave. Dave,
Eric,
pick up the phone.
Eric, there's no more little red light, so he's gone.
I command the red light to come. All right, now wait.
No red light, he's gone.
No, I'm calling him back. We have to solve this. This is crazy. Because he's having a party at his house doesn't mean that I have to. What are we going to do about this? This is bad.
This is a bad thing.
Hello? Dave, are you there? I think he's listening to the radio. That's feedback would indicate that he's listening to the radio. Hello? Hello, is Dave there? Can I speak to Dave, please?
He's like in the bathroom.
Oh. could you slide the phone in or something? Or this is an emergency.
Cool.
Yeah. All right. Look, we're gonna have to go. Can I put some? Let's throw whatever we have on. Right, we have to solve this on off the air. Okay. Could you leave a message, please? Hello? This is like a Jimi Hendrix album. Can you leave a message for him to call the radio station on the blue line as soon as possible?
Let me go get a pen.
Okay? All right, I'm going to go to music here. We'll go take care of this stuff. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Michael Jackson is in heaven now. Is in heaven now.
All right. Here's what we're going to do. I'm a bit upset right now. I feel like I've been led around by the nose. I don't quite know how I got into this.
We're going to put this all this whole thing on hold for now, okay? Because we have a few people trying to track down these guys. And but we found out some other things, too. I don't want to say it on the air, but some other things which are a bit troubling. And not at all hopeful. So let's just let's take some phone calls, okay? 632-6901, Erica 516. I don't really give a damn about the beat anymore. I mean, as you can see, this got all kinds of more beats there to satisfy any force that you could imagine. And God damn. The hell do these people think they are anyway? March in here and they tell us how to do something like this and then check bounces. I've never seen anything like it. Never. All right, 632-6901. I'm upset. I'm like really upset here. Oh, God is listening, because God damn it, it's well, how could things like this happen? I mean, earthquakes, pestilence, floods, tornadoes, you know, soccer game riots and things. I can understand all that. That I can understand. I've come to terms with that. That you see on CNN, you can watch it, and it makes sense because, you know, some people get the luck, some people don't get the luck, some people die, some people live. But why this? Why send someone a check and have it bounce and then get out of town after you've already spent the money? I mean, that's unthinkable. It's unthinkable. I'm not happy. I'm not a happy person. All right. Okay, I could use a little comfort here. 632-6901. Very good, 516. Christian brain. Christianity's on hold right now. This is brain damage for now. 4 minutes after 1 o'clock. On what could be an apocalyptic Sunday. No, I don't want any Boy Scout tours now. No, I don't care. They can see the studio later. No. This is really affecting my mood here. Usually I would have no problem with that, but I'm just not in the mood right now. They can see the production studio. They don't have to see this studio. What are Boy Scouts doing out at 1 in the morning on a Saturday anyway? 5 minutes after 1 o'clock... is out there. Good evening, you're on the air.
Wow, I'm on the air?
Yeah, you're on the air.
All right. Hey, I have a question.
Yeah.
I've got this horrible fear that has to do with your point system here.
No, look, it's not my point system. I don't care anymore, okay?
Is that the point system?
I don't care about the points anymore, because as far as I'm concerned, the whole damn religion is up to its max in points.
Well, okay, I've got this fear. Okay, I've been listening to this music lately, and I'm really worried that, like, I may have racked up some serious pointage.
Go, rack up all the points you can possibly imagine. Go past 1,000, see if I care.
I've got the lyrics here.
I'll tell you what, I'm going out after this show, and I'm going to rack up some points tonight that you would not believe.
Oh, yeah?
Okay? Yeah, because I'll tell you something. Being good in this country, in this society, in this culture means absolutely nothing, because if you're good, you're going to be taken advantage of. You're taken advantage of by those people that print the books like this, you know, and the people that print the book as thin.
This point system is legitimate?
Nothing is legitimate.
Hey, no,
everything
who
is run by people, racketeers, and you know, evil people like that.
This heathen hotline?
The heathen hotline's been disconnected. Didn't you hear that? 1-800-HEATHEN doesn't even work anymore.
Yeah.
And they won't tell me anything about it. They say no information is available about this number, as if it never existed.
Well,
this whole thing has been a dream.
They would like to think that it never existed, I would imagine.
Yeah, because they're out in Rio somewhere spending our money.
Exactly. Exactly.
We had plans. We had plans for that. Dave's over there having a party at his house, probably spending money he doesn't have.
It's
guilt mongers,
and they're at work.
I spend money I don't have, you know, and what are we supposed to do now? What are we supposed to do? And we're the ones. We're the ones that are going to be laid out to blame for this thing, like we did something wrong. All we did was what we were told, and, you know, we tried to bring in as many other people as we can. And we did. You heard the letters, didn't you? Did you hear the letters we were reading before? Administrators, people from all walks of life throughout this community have been flocking behind us.
Yeah.
And this is the kind of thing that we give them in return?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No,
I
don't understand it. But, you know, I'm still, you know, I was brought up a Catholic, and so I still have these guilty feelings, and I'm pretty sure that I've racked up some serious points lately.
Yeah, and that's, you know, Catholics, you know, they rack up lots of points, I'm sure, because guilt is a major part of it.
Oh, guilt is the principal part of it.
Yeah, but imagine this, feeling guilt.
What else?
You rack up more points by feeling guilt, because feeling guilt is something you should be guilty about. So it's an endless loop there. You know, you could just keep, you ever write like a program in BASIC where you type, you know, you type hello and then you go back to line 10 and you run the thing and it just keeps typing hello over and over again into infinity? That's
hey,
what the Catholic religion is like.
Future.
The Catholic religion allows you to keep experiencing the same guilt over and over again and magnifying it until it becomes so voluminous.
It forces you to.
Yeah. And then you start making other people feel guilty.
You have no choice.
It just keeps going and going and going. Before you know it, the whole country is guilty, and the whole planet is guilty.
We're all guilty of something.
And the thing is, the whole planet isn't even Catholic, so it's like, you know,
oh,
you have guilt for people that don't even know the faith.
Catholicism, what, makes up 30% of the national population right now?
Uh-huh.
That's pretty scary.
Well, everything is scary.
Okay,
I mean, the national population is scary, I think.
What's scary?
The national population itself is scary, don't you think?
Definitely. So I started adding up the population percentages of each religion to figure out what exactly is the overall population of atheists or agnostics or people that just don't claim to be of one religion.
Uh-huh.
And I think it was down to 20%. That means the Catholics have it outnumbered. That's
Catholics
something to do.
They have all the non-faith people outnumbered.
Yes.
Wow. Well, that's something to be wary about.
Yeah, definitely.
But right now I'm kind of like flying around all over the place. I don't know where I'm going to land.
Yeah, why land anywhere?
I'm like a pigeon that's been feeding, you know, some breadcrumbs for a few weeks now, placidly in a corner. And then this maniac comes running at me, shouting and screaming and waving his arms. And I fly up into the sky saying, I'm not going back down there again. I'm going to go someplace else. I don't know where I'm going to land. Maybe I'll land on a roof. Maybe I'll land on a car. Who knows? You know, I'll land on a telephone pole someplace.
Yeah,
but I'm not going back there.
Maniacs.
And that's my point tonight. I mean, they've run at me with their arms flailing. And I'm not coming back down there. That's crazy.
I think that we have some maniacs at USB, personally.
Yeah, I think there are plenty of maniacs here, but...
Have you seen the Jesus Lives in Me in You or something like that?
Yeah, someone brought that by last week, and, you know, I was happy at the time.
It's posted up all over the place in USB.
Yeah, and, you know, it seemed like we were all going down the right road together, and we were all going to live in
the
harmony.
The Yellow Brick Road.
And see everybody in heaven and perhaps do a big show from there. But, you know, if the people running the game are going to bounce checks, I don't know. I have a bad feeling about it. I just do.
I'm sorry. A seriously bad feeling.
Yeah,
about
it's a bad karma, bad bum trip. You know, all that kind of thing. It's just.
Do you happen to know who's posting up the Jesus and Me loves you or whatever?
I don't know, but right now Jesus and Me doesn't feel too good.
No.
So Jesus and Me doesn't love anybody.
No Jesus and Me, so it's not feeling very good.
Jesus and Me wants the money that was promised to him, and you know, I think that's only fair. When you tell somebody to change their attitude, to change their outlook, to do a different kind of show, and you say, you know, this is what's in it for you, and you give them that, and then you turn back and you walk away and you disappear and it goes bad. You know, you're entitled to be upset. You're entitled to want what's yours.
No, I'm absolutely
That's what the whole
upset.
Christian faith has been based upon, getting what's yours.
That person that's been posting those things, and that's why I bring it up, has
uh-huh.
been persecuting me as an individual.
You've been persecuted? Well,
yes,
welcome
I've
to
been
the club,
persecuted
my
and I'm
Welcome
upset
to the club.
About it.
Yeah, I've been persecuted too.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, well, you get persecuted on
I've been
a
persecuted
weekly
from
basis.
All ends because I've gotten it.
It's
I've gotten
choice,
it from the
you
agnostics and the atheists for being Christian in the first place, and now that I'm having doubts for being Christian in the first place, I'm going to get it from the Christians and everybody else. You know, I think every single group has had their field day with me now, and the thing is, I only have a check to deposit to compensate myself for all this grief.
Yeah, it's not fair. We really should be compensated for each. Each unit of grief that we feel, we should be compensated monetarily.
Grief units now. Grief guilt units are bad enough. And
no,
point,
if, they
now
can,
it's grief
if they can put points on sin, we can put grief units on. And,
well,
and
let me tell you something. I'll have the advantage over everybody as far as grief units go. Okay, because I've been accumulating grief now for decades.
Yeah, well,
I don't have any
I've
way of releasing
it. I've been accumulating it for 2.5 decades, so.
If I sound angry, you know, it's because I'm angry. I just want to point that out. Because I'm angry because of what's been going on here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm angry.
Well, you should be angry.
Yeah, I should be angry.
And, you know, one thing. I'm glad that you're back on that Rush Limbaugh wannabe Matt guy is up. Oh, sorry.
Well, I don't know about Matt. I can't believe they put him back on the air after he told the audience to stuff it like that. But that's not my concern. I was at Bible camp. And you know what? You know what really gets me? You know what the final straw in all this? I wasn't going to say anything because, you know, it wasn't my place to say anything. But I caught a cold going to that damn Bible camp, okay?
Yeah.
And watching that guy talk in the rain about the evils of rock and roll music. I mean, I was sneezing at the time, okay? You would think somebody would say, hey, Eric's sneezing. Maybe we should go inside. You know, yeah, it's a bit of a hassle. But, you know, we wanted to stay healthy. After all, he's going to be on the radio and getting all kinds of people for us. Nobody said anything. And, of course, the whole next week, I spent 3 days in bed because I got a fever thanks to sitting out in the rain and thunder.
Oh, God was punishing you.
I mean, is that just stupidity or is that maliciousness? You tell me.
Oh, I don't know. I'd say maliciousness and a bit of stupidity, maybe.
Yeah, but not on my part. You see, I was just doing what I was told.
Yeah,
you
well,
can't blame someone for doing what they're told.
Following the leader of the flock is not always the best choice. Although it's usually the choice we make, isn't it?
This is music coming from.
Hey, okay, so back to my initial question.
Yeah.
I've been listening to this music lately, and I'm just afraid that I'm racking up points. And speaking of, you know, Satan and rock and roll and all that. Well, here's the band. I think that they pretty much claim to be Satanists. Well, maybe not, but here are the lyrics. Can I read them? They're clean.
Yeah, you sure?
It's a song called Invocation.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. We renounce God. We renounce God's church, house of fraud, home of hypocrisies and fools. We renounce God's son. We renounce Jesus Christ, liar and weakling, king of the slaves. We renounce God's word. We renounce the Holy Bible, the laws of cowardice, supreme book of lies. We invoke the kingdom of darkness. We exercise the Holy Spirit.
Wait, did that come from a bank by any chance? That sounds a lot like the letter I got here. That says that they don't recognize the Bank of the Almighty and that the check's not going to be redeposited.
The Bank of the Almighty?
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, look, you would think with a name like that, and you should see, it's got like, you know, a picture of this guy with his arm raised and light coming out of it and all that kind of thing. You'd think nobody, and even have the magnetic number on the bottom, nobody would question something like that. Of course, that's got to be a good check, you know?
Yeah.
It's got like a hologram on it, and it's really nice looking.
A hologram on
it? Yeah, it's got a hologram. You have to hold it up in a particular manner, and you see it.
Usually, that's an indication that no one can forge this now.
Exactly,
this is a legitimate document.
Right. It says, you know, this check is has a blue background or something like that. You know, it has all that you know writing on it. It's an official check. It's computer printed. It looks really nice.
Yeah.
And so they say that they never heard of this bank. But this bank doesn't exist. The FDIC says this bank doesn't exist. The United States Treasury and all those people. And, you know, I just happen to think they would know, you know, because they're in charge of banks and things like that. They'd know if a bank exists.
I would hope so. But I don't know. I mean...
Hang on, I just got an idea. I'm going to try something.
What's that?
Do you have any other comments? Well, I'll let you finish because I want to try something else.
All right. No, I'm pretty much done ranting and raving for
the
evening.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in, and I hope you find peace with yourself.
Oh, I'm working on it.
I'm working on peace for myself.
Hell of a lot of time and a hell of a lot of effort.
Yeah, that's what it takes. A hell of a lot of everything.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for calling.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Yeah, I'm looking for peace for myself, and I'm also looking for a peace, if you get what I mean. You know, a piece of what I want, because I think I deserve it. I think I deserve that much. All right. This guy gave me an idea. New York City, the bank capital of the world. If anybody would have a listing, they would. Could be a mistake still, and if so, I guess I'm in trouble for ranting.
Can I help you?
Hi, New York City, please.
Yes.
Number for the Bank of the Almighty?
For the Bank of the Almighty?
That's right. Yeah, it's a religious institution.
Oh, I'm sorry. Where are they located?
Should be down in the bank section there, like Wall Street and all that.
Okay, now there's no banks there with a name like that.
Oh, no. Are you sure? Can you check the outer boroughs or just part of Manhattan?
Oh, the Bank of the Almighty.
Yeah.
No such bank, sir, with a name like you're using. There's an Almighty General Services, but that's in Flushing.
No, this would definitely be a bank called the Bank
of
the Almighty.
I've never heard of such a bank.
Really?
Really.
Oh, boy. I think I've been taken in by them. All right. All right. Well, thanks anyway.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Never heard of it. How do you like that? I said to myself, you know, I never heard of these guys, but that's because I'm stupid. That's because I don't pay attention to things like this. I wasn't paying attention to religion. I wasn't paying attention to banks. You know, neither one of those things I paid attention to. So I figured there's a bank called the Bank of the Almighty. I'd be the last one to know about it. Okay. Calm down. Yeah, 632-6901, area code 516. Everybody wants to talk about something else. Not sure like that. Good evening.
Have you ever thought...
Oh, the music clashes. You say good evening.
Hello.
How you doing?
While you're angry at them, I would like to know one thing.
Okay.
What exactly is their theory behind how music is evil and causes bad things?
Well, I mean, did you hear the lecture last week?
No, see, I haven't heard the show in a couple of weeks.
Yeah. Well, you see, the theory behind it is that it's not the words, it's not the instruments, it's just the insidious beat. You know, it's a jungle beat. It's a beat that makes you do evil things.
But how does a beat make me do evil things?
It harkens back to those days where you're in the jungle and all that, and someone beats on a drum and it makes a bunch of people jump up and start killing animals and worshiping the devil and you know, dancing around, having sex and all that kind of thing. And it's all done to music. Now, I believe the example given was if you're in a car and you're playing heavy metal or something like that, that you're more likely to speed. You're more likely to go fast, and that's evil. That's Satan's work, that you go fast. So it's proof that the beat is what causes all the problems. But you know, I don't think it's the beats that cause the problems. I'll say it right here and now. It's the deadbeats that cause the problems, all right? The people that don't let their checks clear or write them on phony banks. I just want to say that right here and now. I don't care about the beats. It's the deadbeats. They cause the problems. Thank you.
I've often thought that.
I'm sorry?
I've often thought that.
Yeah. Well, you know, I guess over the past several weeks, I haven't really thought about what I really think about, you know, my doubts, because I just sort of... I believed. That's what I did. I believed a little too much, I guess.
Well, that's the problem when it comes to things like this. A little too much faith can cause trouble.
Yeah. Well, now I believe I'm going to be in a bit of trouble with some other people. You know what's funny is that Dave's having a party over at his house. He's oblivious to all this, and he's the one that's going to come down on me like a ton of bricks for doing this in the first place. I was just following orders. I always get in trouble whenever I do this. Whenever I follow orders, I get in trouble.
Thank of the Almighty.
Yeah, can you believe that? Can you believe they don't exist?
I
name like
that.
Yeah, but you see, you weren't having a $4,500 check waved in front of your nose now, were you?
Okay, maybe I would have fallen for it.
Yeah.
Wait,
is that... I'm being told that we shouldn't talk about $4,500 checks on the air. Okay, probably misinterpreted as being paid for things we're not supposed to be paid for. Well, no, it wasn't that. It was a contribution, all right? Anyway, so is there anything else on your mind today, this morning?
I was just interested in clearing up the whole music issue.
Yeah. Well, consider it on hold for now, along with all the other things that are on hold right now, because I don't really know where to go. I guess I'm looking for guidance now from any source.
Yeah, well, I'm sticking with the agnostic area.
Yeah, well, that's pretty good faith, I guess. In other words, you don't believe anything until you see it for you. I mean, you wouldn't believe a check until you saw the cash attached to it. Is that what an agnostic would say?
That's what I would say.
Yeah.
In the situation where the bank is called the Bank of the Almighty.
Yeah, I took the Christian view of money in that particular... I believed there was money there when I had no evidence that there was money there. You know, I saw the number and I said, that means that there's actually something there. And the numbers didn't come to me and manifest themselves in greenbacks, you know, so...
Hey, things like this happen.
Yeah, they sure do. But why do they always happen to me? That's what I want to know.
Okay, well, bye.
All right, thanks for calling. 632-6901, area code 516, that's our phone number. I need a drink. Bar down the hall still open? Oh, wait, I gotta turn this off. Okay. Yeah, make it a double. Thank you. It's 21 minutes after 1 o'clock, Sunday morning. No, I'm not going to church tomorrow. No, sir. No, sir. I'm sleeping late tomorrow. I'm watching football on TV. That's what I'm doing. Is it football season? What month is this? This is November. Yeah, it's football season. Okay. That's what I'm going to do. Because that's what Sundays are made for, okay? Now, I'll tell you something. When you turn on a football game on TV, you see a game. There's a winner, there's a loser, unless there's a tie. And, you know, you see things. People get hurt, people fight, the crowd cheers, there's
pre-game, post-game, mid-game shows, and all that kind of thing. And you get what you pay for, and you don't pay anything because it's on free TV. Not a bad deal when you think of it, you know? Religion nonsense. You pay for it, you don't get anything. Get a bounce check and a nasty letter from the bank. All right, let's pull this aside. I don't even want to see it anymore. Go back to the phone, 632-691. Good evening. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I want to know,
yeah.
I will see what you're talking about when you said people in the jungle.
Uh-huh.
What type of people? Specifically a race, or what are you trying to say?
I'm just quoting what the guy last week said. He didn't specify a race. He said people, I guess he was going back to our origins as human beings way back, you know, hundreds of years ago when we were wandering around the forest looking for whatever we were looking for. And we, you know, back then we didn't have electric guitars and things like that, so we banged on drums with sticks and whatever. And that's how it all started. That's how the whole evil satanic thing started. But I'll tell you, I'm having doubts right now.
I see.
How about you?
I'm just listening to what you've been talking about all night. And
yeah, well, you know, this has been a very confusing...
Something else, you know, I've been sitting up here listening to this check thing.
Yeah. I'll tell you, it's been a very confusing night, you know. It's very confusing, and I'm going to be like, I'm going to be reeling from this for quite some time. So what I suggest is just sit back and relax and don't let this get to you, because that's what I should have done from the start.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for calling.
All right.
23 minutes after 1 o'clock, 1:23. Get it? 1:23 is 12 degrees Celsius, 1:2. 12 degrees Celsius translates to 54 in the Fahrenheit scale. There's no weather forecast here, so we have no idea what the forecast is going to be. Whew. Well, anything else going on in the world? I've sort of been out of it for a while. Okay, I'm calm now. 632-6901. Good evening.
Eric.
Yeah.
Got an idea.
What's your idea?
Start mixing up the Kool-Aid, pal.
Yeah, you know, that's a good idea. In fact, I think I'm going to invite some people over. I know their names. I just don't know how to reach them. So, yeah, come over to my house. We'll have a Kool-Aid party. Yeah, that's fair. I wouldn't mind that at all. I wasn't supposed to mention this, all right, but I don't care anymore. I'm under specific orders not to mention this, all right? I'm not going to mention it. No, I mean, I am going to mention it, okay? This program gave money to all the local churches not to challenge, not to tell people to challenge what we were saying on the radio. Okay, there it's out. There it's out. That is why you haven't seen all kinds of objections to this religion business we've been pumping out here. Okay? There were payoffs made. There, I've said it. All the local ministers know about this. Good evening. Go ahead. Oh, well, that's not nice. You hang up, you ring the phone and you hang up? I mean, I'd call them agents of Satan if I could, but I can't do that anymore. Should I give him another chance? All right, good evening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Believe in the devil.
Do I believe in the devil? Well, you know, if he's out there, we could use him here. Good evening. Yeah? Okay, fine. We have people with broken mouthpieces or very shy people. 632-6901, area code 516. Tell us what's going on. Update us as to the world events. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Yeah.
I want you to hear this. Someone has really mastered the telephone here. I don't know how they're getting it to ring like that, but they're calling back so quickly that it's confusing the telephone. Nothing like experimenting and confusing technology, is there? Okay, this is so good, I have to do it again. I mean, this is... Someone has really mastered the phone here. Go ahead. No, the way it was before. Like, you see, that's a boring ring. They're very, very short rings. You can do it. Go ahead.
Feel the beat.
All right, we can turn this into a dance hall, or we can take phone calls, or we can do whatever we want to do, you know, because that's what we're here for. 632-6901, area code 516. So far we have one lunatic calling in that is playing with the phone, but there's more people out there anywhere that have their own message to send. Well, we'll gladly receive it. As is written in Corinthians chapter 4, verse 8. You're already full, you're already rich, you have reigned as kings without us, and indeed I would wish you did reign that we also might reign with you. Ah, the hell with it. You know, I found a band, and this is the band that we're going to play now. They're called Satan. And they got a beat. Oh, yes, they do. This record comes from England. Where else? 1987. And Michael Jackson's in it. I don't know if you know that. He plays, he sings lead vocals in here. Let's listen to Satan and our apologies for the short strip we've been giving him or her over the past few weeks. Equal time, ladies and gentlemen. Election spirit, you know? The key to oblivion from Satan himself.
Oh,
Okay, there you go. We did it, huh? We did it. We played Satan on the radio. And that's what we're going to do, okay? When checks bounce, that's what we do. We do things like that. To prove a point. Sure, we got muscles we can flex too, you know. Rub us the wrong way, and we'll do something like that. Okay. Apparently there's only one lunatic out there, 632-6901. I don't know if anybody else is even listening, but if I see more than one line light up, maybe I'll pick up the phone. Oh, it's been a rough night. You know, someone did call on the one of the orange lines before and had a suggestion as far as what to do to get through to the Christian Radio Adventure Pack people on the Heathen Hotline. That was to call it and just, you hear the recording, right? And, you know, it says that they're gone and all that.
The 800 number you have dialed has been disconnected.
But what if that's
no
a recording?
No further information is available about this number.
What if that's their recording saying that? You know, what if that's like an answering machine? It's just a trick. So we're going to stay on the line and maybe it'll connect us to a person.
The 800 number you have dialed
this might
has been
repeat
disconnected.
Too.
No further information is available about this number.
Okay, they said it might do that. It might repeat. But then, you know, at some point it's got to do something else. Oh, it hung up. Okay. That wasn't a good idea, was it? Why don't you keep your ideas to yourself, helpful listeners? All right, fine. Well, we still got that one person calling away, 632-6901, so I don't know. I don't know about that. I'm going to read a brief little story here, and by the time I read that story, if no one else is calling in, I guess we're just not going to take any more phone calls. How's that?
Yep.
Wait a minute. What's the... Wiener. wait a minute. Wiener has not been here over, what, the past several weeks or so?
Please don't do that again.
I'm going to say exactly what I say. You haven't been here for a while. Now, I can't help but wonder if the fact that you now suddenly are saying something from your little hidden studio there that, you know, maybe... no, there wouldn't be a connection between you and these horrible events of the past...
Possibly.
Okay, look. I'm not going to say what I'm thinking on the air because that would not be right. I'm going to read the story. You're going to keep quiet? You're going to keep quiet. You're going to keep quiet. I'm losing my cool here. My cool is what I'm known for. Okay. You lose that, there's not much left. All right. This is ridiculous. I'm trying to read a story here where virtually three-quarters of the letters don't print on our teletype. You know, some things never change. Okay. Judy Ferns. I'm trying to read this. This is not easy. I have to make up the top part of this whole. Okay, this could be study finds. Ha. That. Okay. Okay, because it looks like a little tiny I there, not a T. That. Or it could be Thai women do get angry. So it's either study finds that women do get angry or study finds Thai women do get angry. Either way, someone's getting angry. A new study doesn't bode well. For Muslim, no, husbands. This is going to be difficult. I find that women do get... No, I don't find that because I didn't write this. There must be a T in there. It must be it finds. It finds that women do get angry. Okay. So far, this is a world of revelation here. Contrary IO? Could that be two? All right, contrary to the contrary to something, or the notion, okay, contrary to the notion that they're supposed to suppress their anger, and their anger is usually directed, are their husbands. AI, at their husbands. Okay, their anger is usually directed at their husbands. Well, these are two dashes. Even if someone else angered him, them. Okay. We're learning something here. Sandra Hamas. I Sandra something of the University of EEE conducted the study, which, oh, Tennessee? Okay. Yeah, okay. Tennessee has an awful lot of E's in it. And the S's, when you cut down the top part of the S's, they look like E's too. So it looks like a whole bunch of E's there. Okay, I can believe that. University of Tennessee. It might be something else. But she conducted the study, which researchers say is the first large investigation op of women's anger. Ihamas says that she also found the younger the woman, the more likely she was, get angry and express I. Thomas also says I's normal and healthy, or women to I when angry. Cry when angry. Okay. That didn't seem to make sense. Thomas describes I as a physiological cleansing kind of thing, and says whatever way I take to get rid of the overwhelming emotions is healthy. There. Okay, so that's news hot off our teletype. I guess I was wrong. I mean, just printing half the letters doesn't really have to make it impossible to read. You just have to sort of get used to it. That's the way it is. Oh, look at all the calls we have. All right, let's see who's there. Good evening. Okay, you're not there. Good evening.
Oh, yes.
How you doing?
I have a question. Is your idea of getting ratings?
I'm sorry?
Is your idea of getting some ratings?
Well, you know, to be honest, I think tonight's kind of blown because of all the craziness that's going on. Usually the ratings are pretty good. Usually we get several million people throughout the tri-state area listening. But, you know, I don't blame people for not calling now because it's, you know, with the bounce check and all that and you know, losing our faith and everything, it's... Yeah, it's confusing. People probably want to turn on the TV, right?
Yeah, but you're talking about getting into Satanism and stuff.
Well, no, I'm not suggesting that. I'm not suggesting that. But I just believe that we've been kind of unfair over the past couple of weeks. You know, we've sort of taken one side over another, and maybe we should let people decide for themselves. You know, and so you know, Satan has like some airtime coming, I guess. But there's really no way around that because under the rules of the FCC, equal time. Has to be granted to opposing parties, and it's gonna be awfully costly if we have to battle Satan in court, and I don't really want to do that.
Yeah, I don't think you have a problem with that.
Well, I mean, yeah, I know he doesn't usually show up in court, but it's always the first time, you know. There's the George Carlin incident back in the 70s. Nobody thought that would happen, but it did. And you know, there's the PMRC and Tammy Faye and all these people that do things you don't expect them to do. But you know, who wants to be a test case? Who wants to be the first? I think we've done that too much over the past couple of weeks.
Yep.
Anything else?
What do you believe in, actually?
Right now, I believe 12 minutes from now, I'm going to feel a lot better. That's all I believe in.
No, seriously, I mean...
Seriously, I believe in doubt. I believe in asking questions. I believe in not believing what you're told. Because, I don't know, it seems every time I'm told something, it turns out not to be true. I guess I'm kind of... someone who's lost their way. Sheep that's gone astray, if you will.
Do you go to church or anything?
Well, if I go to church, it's going to be to nail some things on some doors and, post my particular version of what happens.
You mean like, what do you mean about it like that?
Well, I don't know, just, it's time for some changes of some sort, for some eyes to be awakened up.
Like
in.
God's, if you believe in God's word, it's never going to change.
Well, look, I'm kind of steamed at God right now, so I wish you wouldn't even mention his name.
Why, are you scared of him?
Well, no, I'm mad at him, okay? I'm just mad, that's all. I'm angry at the way things have been run here, and, I'm not saying I blame God, but, I mean,
Well, that's...
God controls these things, right? How could he let this happen to us?
It's trial and error.
Yeah, but bouncing checks, man, that doesn't have to happen. That doesn't have to happen. Earthquakes and stuff, I can imagine, I understand why that is, but this could have been stopped. For God's sake, this could have been stopped.
Yeah, well, I'll keep you in my prayers, man.
All right, you do that. Thank you very much. But, prayers. Man. It's 1:50. I don't know what to say. Good evening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You seem really devastated by the check.
Well, I'm devastated by not having what I thought I had, yeah. You know, when you have something and then it's taken away from you and you never had it to start with and you actually spent some of it, yeah, that's devastating, man. That's devastation city.
Do you really believe a church would write out that amount of check to the station?
Well, you see, they weren't a church. They were Christian adventure people. They were Christian Radio Adventure Pact is what they called themselves. And they came in here with a grand flourish and they wowed us off our feet and convinced everybody at the station that they were who they said they were and that they would, you know, take good care of us and, yeah, no problem getting into heaven and all that kind of thing. And, yeah, we'd, you know, pay for the airtime and all that. And oh, boy, it wasn't right. It wasn't right.
Was the check made out?
Yeah, I have it right here. The bank sent it back. Made out to me. It's put in my account. And look at this. Comes right back to me like that. And the same thing happened to Dave and all the other people in charge. They keep handing me these notes saying I'm not supposed to talk about things like that, but it's you know, it's something that that I'm kind of you know.
One question.
Yeah, yeah.
Get the money from pay off the priests in the neighborhood.
Okay, the money for the priests in the neighborhood, that came from another check, and this is the problem, you see, because we wrote them checks here from the station. I know, I'm not supposed to be talking about this, but come on, the truth should come out. We wrote them checks, right, from the station to these priests in the neighborhood to tell them not to preach from their pulpit and tell us, you know, tell their flock not to listen to the radio station on Saturday nights, okay? So we you know, gave them checks because it was just quicker that way. And the Christian Radio Adventure Pack people gave us one big check, and we drew from that check. Unfortunately, we weren't drawing from those checks at all because the Church of the Almighty didn't really exist. And so now we've paid all these priests not to talk about something, and it didn't matter because it didn't exist in the first place. So now we've just made all these contributions, which I guess will make us very popular, but it's also going to make us very poor. And Dave's got to return the car now, too.
Is it right to talk about anti-Christ things at this time?
Well, I'm not going to talk about anything having to do with any of that. But I just figured I'd play Satan just to let them have their say. But I'm not going to play them again because, well, they only have two other songs, so I don't want to give them too much time. Yeah. Plus, we're going to be out of here real soon, too.
All right, great show.
Maybe out of here for good. Who knows? But thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every week, every Monday, the staff meetings get a little bit more, how shall I say, personal. People wanting to know exactly what my plans are for the future and what state I'm going to be in, what country I might be in fact. Wasn't that an interesting story about the Thai women, though? I'll tell you, you learn something every day, and I've learned a lot today. Okay, we've got something here called Dear Mary. In light of all the religion that's been floating around, I guess we're supposed to play this. Is that the word from on high? Okay, we'll play it then. We do what we're told here. I'll be back in a minute.
Dear Mary, sometimes I look at myself in the mirror and wonder whether any of us would act as we do if we saw ourselves as others see us. Often I have heard the expression, be yourself. I suppose that is good advice. But a person should be sure of himself or herself before he takes this advice. We know, of course, that there are some people who find it very difficult to be themselves, especially when they are with a group of strangers. Still, this is the best time to be oneself. Else, we are apt to be misunderstood. This letter itself doesn't quite sound like me, myself, does it? $360
Amen. Dear Mary. Okay. 1:55. Let's see if we can squeeze a couple more in. Good evening.
Eric, what's up?
How you doing?
That's really messed up. What happened to you?
Yeah, you sound very like you're going to sleep.
No, I have my wisdom tooth is coming out.
Okay. All right. Well, we could maybe have a live extraction on the air, eh?
I'm in pain.
Yeah, well, it's always a first for everything.
So what's going to happen now with that?
You know, it's I don't know what's going to happen next week. I don't know. I don't know what my future holds here. I've pretty much managed to offend everybody over the past month or so. I don't know.
So you don't know, like, if you're going to be doing the show?
I don't know if I'm going to be doing time. It's a question of, you know, who decides to do what and when and how many books are thrown at me at once. The only thing I've got going for me right now is that I'm out of here in 5 minutes and, you know, I'll just work on feeling better tonight. And then, tomorrow is another day, you know. Actually, no, tomorrow's already here, but the day after tomorrow is tomorrow, is another, you know, I mean, there's other days. The sun's going to go down again and up again and all that, and I guess somehow that's good. So, I mean, I'm just going to, at some point, okay, I'm going to black out and forget about this, and that's what's good, the fact that I can forget about it. And maybe everybody else will forget about it, too. Yeah. You know, we can come back here and pretend it never happened.
Are you going to get into any trouble?
Oh, well, you know, it's open to question and debate and all that kind of thing, but...
So if we don't hear you, like...
Yeah, if you don't hear me, you know that I'm doing something else. I've been assigned to other duties. I've been reassigned. My, you know, services are required elsewhere, you know, and...
But, like, Eric, like, if you don't, like if you do your show...
Yeah.
Are you going to keep it, like, that format like you've been doing?
Well, you know, I'm going to have to do what I'm told because that's... we don't really have, you know, our own...
Right, because of
way
the
of doing things here. Yeah, we, you know, it's, I don't want to call it a tyranny, because it's not really a tyranny. It's more like...
That's impossible.
Well, it's not impossible. The fact of the matter is that they do have a whip that they use occasionally.
Right. But, like, how and, about, like, if somebody...
Jim has used it on a couple of times. I'm sorry, what?
How about if somebody substitutes...
That might be so.
They don't have to use the format, like, of the original person, do they?
No, I mean, people are told different things. Sometimes people are told conflicting things. I mean, I'm told different things by different people, and sometimes I have to do the opposites at the same time, and that, you know, for some reason, that's supposed to be good.
That's right.
Well, I don't think so. I don't think that's good, all right? I'm sorry. I don't agree.
Eric, if you do, like, I don't know, like, something happens, like, is Matt going to be doing the show then?
Well, I don't know, Matt. They might go out to the forum teams and get more people, you know. There's a whole bunch of people training to take our place. You know, I just found out about that last week.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's kind of disturbing. Apparently upper management has seen something like this coming, and they have, like, a very elaborate replacement scheme, and they have these people that are trained to pretty much reflect whatever the mood of management is at the moment. So... Yeah, it's kind of scary, and I'm sure for saying this, I'll get into even more trouble, but, you know, while I've got a mouth and a mind, I'm going to use both of them, and, you know, that's just the way it is.
Oh, so they got new recruits.
Yeah, I know. You know, and these people, there's never any supply of them.
That's foul.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's scary, too, because you realize you're dispensable.
But it's your show, though.
Well, yeah, it's my show, but, you know, it's such a nebulous thing. It's here 1 minute, gone the next. In fact, in 2 minutes, it's going to be gone completely.
Yeah, until next week to see if we hear you all.
You know what works?
What?
Pickets. All right? Pickets outside the university, in the streets of your local town, and all that kind of thing. Letters to newspapers, letters to the president of the country, that is. You know, all kinds of things like that. Get people massing in the streets. I mean, look, they overthrew dictators in Romania and things like that, right? If they can do that, they can do this, you know? You know, it's that's what I mean.
Yeah,
you have to be able to, you know, to mass support and get people to agree on things.
Okay,
anyway,
all right.
I got to go.
Good luck.
All right, thank you.
Good evening.
Thank you. Thank you very much, and thank all the other people out there for showing their support. And, we've got some investigating to do. We've got to track down some wayward Christians out there somewhere with a lot of money. That's our problem, though. We'll be back again next week, or somebody will be here next week. And, Kenyon's up next, who has absolutely nothing to do with any of this. Yes. In fact, they have a glass partition to make sure of that. Not really quarantine, but fairly close. All right. Yeah, I'm out of here. We'll see you again next week or so. Take care. Bye.
This is William Merle, and you are listening to Dead City Radio on WUSB, Stony Brook, New York.
What are you here for?